Doesn't that bring back a lot of memories? My goodness. Well, thanks so much to Chris and to Ken for putting that together. Really terrific work. I have to admit, it's kind of scary, though, because it's about all of us. You know, I mean, you never know when your picture is going to show up. You might be getting dunked underwater. You might have some weird expression on your face. There were a lot of times up there, you may have noticed, when I was on there, they turned out the lights on me, you know, and I could see that, you know, and some I was more on the thin side, and others I had been a growing Christian, you know, and and then slimming down and in my hair color, changing colors and all kinds of things, but my goodness, what a powerful story. What God, it just reminds, mission trips, all the different things that we have done together as a family. And I'll tell you, 25 years, and starting this church when I was just 10 years old, you know, we've covered a lot of ground. Well, if you stand near the entrance of Stony Creek Park, you can, on a clear day, see all the way to downtown Detroit. How many of you have seen that sight from Stony Creek Park? A good number of you. Well, Stony Creek Church gets its name from Stony Creek Park. We even spell it the same way. Stony without the E, all right? Stony without the E. Now, there are some others that put the E in there. You'll see other, businesses and apartments and things like that where they put the E in there. But Stony Creek Park doesn't have the E, and neither do we. And just as Stony Creek Park provides a long-range vision of the metro area, where you can see a long way, you can see all the way to downtown Detroit, so does Stony Creek Church. Our vision is to impact this community powerfully with the life-transforming good news of Jesus Christ. Just as we are impacted by Jesus, so to impact our community, to see individuals, marriages, families, neighborhoods, communities, cities, and our world transformed by the love and the message of Jesus. You know, after Jesus rose from the dead, he took his disciples up onto a mountain where they could see a long way. They could see a vision visually. And in that mountain setting, Jesus gave them, and he gave us, the great mission statement of the church. We find it in Matthew chapter 28. And help me out when we come to the yellow print. This is what Jesus said. These are his marching orders to them and to us. He says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you even to the end of the age. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Note Jesus says to make more disciples, make disciples of all nations. And then he says, make better disciples, get them baptized, teach them to obey everything I've commanded you. Well, that could take a lifetime, and it does. So he's talking about making more disciples and better disciples. Well, that's what we're about at Stony Creek Church. On October 27th, 1991, Stony Creek Church held its first Sunday service. It happened at Shelby Junior High. We saw some footage of Shelby Junior High just up the road. And there were about 30 of us in our core group at the time, but with inviting our neighbors and our relatives and our friends and our enemies, we managed somehow to get 109 people at that first service. Our mission from day one, was twofold. First, to make more followers of Jesus. How? By presenting the good news about Jesus, his death, his resurrection, his love for us to people in our conversations and in our events and in our services in a way that would relate to those people. So they could see it, they could hear it in terms that they could understand and relate to. So make more followers of Jesus. And secondly, to make better followers of Jesus. How? Well, the way he told us, by teaching them the Bible so that they can grow in their faith and in their obedience to Jesus. That's what we were about 25 years ago, and that's what we're still about today. Since that day, we've seen people begin to follow Jesus every year and grow in him since that time. In 1997, we moved from Shelby Junior High over to Eisenhower High School, also in Shelby Township, where we held our services until the year 2000. That year, in 2000, we moved to the Shelby Community Center. And later that same year, in the year 2000, we purchased a dumpy-looking building at 45835 Van Dyke. At that time, it was called the JP Clubhouse. It was a broken-down old bingo hall. And for 19 months, we renovated that place until we moved into it. And that's the place where you're sitting right now. And we've had our share of ups and downs throughout the years, but all of them have taught us to depend on the Lord. And I believe that everything we've done, everything that we've been through up to today, has been God's boot camp to prepare us for the great exploits that he still has in store for us, the incredible work for us to do in the future. The best, I'm convinced, is yet to come. Never has Team Stoney been so ready, so equipped, so armed and dangerous to the devil by the grace of God as we are today. God has tremendously blessed us with a thriving ministry. Lots of newbies here at Stoney and many who are mature oak trees in the faith, who've been growing up and are strong in him. We've got everything from the brand new baby Christian who just accepted the Lord just very, very recently, all the way up to the mature Christ follower who's a great example. And we have lots of people who are just deciding on their way to whether or not they should receive Jesus. So we even have some preborns here, some that are still in the womb, as it were. Our approach is, with Jesus' love, to lead people to come to Christ, as you see there, first base, and then to connect with Christians, and then to commit to the church, and then to coach other Christians. And you can see the baseball diamond there. The idea of our ministry is to lead a person who doesn't know anything about the Bible or Jesus, first, to draw that person in with Jesus' love and with his message. So that person, through that kind of interaction, is ready to become a Christ follower, ready to say yes to Jesus, ready to say, I understand that Jesus died for me, that he loves me, that he rose from the dead, and that he calls me to put my faith in him so that I might have eternal life and that I might follow him. Coming to know Jesus, coming to Christ, that's first base in our baseball diamond. We've structured our ministry here at Stoney to lead a person around the bases so that the one-time just off-the-street seeker who may know nothing about the Bible, nothing about Jesus, that person, after going around the bases, becomes a fully connected, a fully committed Christian who's coaching, that's home plate, coaching other people around the bases. And why? Why would we do all of this stuff? Well, it's because people matter to God. People matter to God. He sent Jesus. He sent his only son to die on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and my sins, and to rise from the dead, so that anyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God has given us a mission, a challenge, and Team Stoney is suited up. We are on the field. We are playing the game. And we are accepting the challenge to win victories for Jesus. Our vision has always been to win people to Christ and to disciple them all the way to maturity in Christ. Not to be a big church that's a mile wide and only an inch deep, but to be a church where you can raise your kids to be strong in Jesus. Raise your kids with the understanding that they're going to learn the Bible. They're going to go all the way through the Bible. They're going to be taught that. And you and they together are going to grow to be strong, committed Christ followers. A church where you can feel good about inviting your neighbors and friends, knowing that those people, whether they know Jesus or not, they're going to experience God's love. They're going to hear the message in a clear and creative manner. A church with a presence and a reputation in the community for helping people. I mean helping needy people, whether they're believers or not, reaching out to them and helping them. A place where you can put down deep roots in your relationship with God and serve Jesus with your talents and gifts and passions. It's not about growing a big church, folks. It's about growing a great church. A great church from the biblical perspective. That's what we're about here. Now, after lunch, at 2 o'clock, I invite all of you to come to our open house at Shelby Road and 24 Mile Road. It's the southwest corner of Shelby Road and 24 Mile Road to check out the possible new home for Stony Creek Church. This is what it looks like now. And here's just one possibility of what it could look like when we open the doors. It's nearly 30,000 square feet of space compared to about 11,000 square foot of space here. And this is a possible floor plan of how it might look when we renovate it. And here's a look at the size of our current building, the one on your left, compared to the size, the inside of the one that we're looking at. Now, maybe you say, well, I can't read all that fine print, and it's all going so fast, and these pictures, I wish I could study them a little bit more. Well, you will get all this stuff. You will get all this stuff. It'll be handed to you in a little packet of information when you show up today at 2 o'clock at 24 Mile and Shelby Road. Is God leading us to this place? That's the question. Well, a lot of things have been coming together to indicate that he may indeed be. Three factors. First of all, our need for more space. We do have that, especially for our kids' ministry and for fellowship space. Out there especially, we are cramped. Secondly, there's a prospective buyer for this church. It's another church, an area church, Eastside Vineyard Church, very interested in buying this facility at the right price. And then a prospective building, the one that we looked at, 24 and Shelby Road, that's just the size we need for the expansion at an outstanding price in a good location. We need your prayers. We need your input. It's not a done deal by any means. We're opening it up for you to see, for you to look at, for you to pray about, and for you to give us some input. From day one, Stony Creek Church has been an army that marches forward on its knees. That's what we're about.